This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joined now by the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, that being Dan Zimmerman from the palatial enclave that is Austin. I do hope, like, if I were to ever come to your house, I'd be, like, walking through a place that sort of reminded me of the Venetian.
It's a little less opulent and a little less ostentatious than that.
Ah, I don't know. I thoroughly enjoy it whenever I walk through the Venetian, just because I'm simply just going, what's this got to do with gambling? So anyway. But then
we don't have paintings on the ceiling, yeah, or any gold filigreed woodwork or anything like that. But we like it here.
I'm almost certain that it's almost like the Roman Colosseum at the Venetian. But anyway, I'm sure the Casa de Zimmerman is probably quite nice too. So let's go. We got a couple of politicians, a couple of Democrats, which that's a fancy way to spell gun grabber, isn't it? Marxist. And we lead off with Chris Murphy, who's sort of I look at him as the Feinstein starter pack. He really wants to be, and I mean the picture they've got of him at The Truth About Guns, he reminds me of one of the characters in that movie Legion, where like the demons from hell are coming to take this baby, and he looks like one of the guys that is one of the demons. He's got his mouth standing wide open like a gigantic satanic Pez dispenser.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite pictures of him taken at the Democratic National Convention back in, I want to say, 2016, I think. That's a great one. I want to say our thanks to the Associated Press for that photo.
Yeah, yeah. So he believes, and I mean, is this a lie? Is this living in an echo chamber? He believes that everything is set up for victory after victory after victory for gun control.
Yeah, so he says. He was on a podcast or something, and he said, we built a movement in this country over the last 10 years that today, I would argue, is more powerful than the gun lobby. He said, I think we're now poised to rack up victory after victory for gun safety. I think we've got a couple of things going on here. First, he's got to keep the troops morale up, because after Bruin, we now have challenge after challenge all across the country, to assault weapons bans, to magazine capacity limits, to sales to adults under 21, May issue, of course, now is a thing of the past. And there are lots more challenges coming, and bubbling their way through the courts. But it depends, I guess, on what he considers a victory. We are likely to see, in the next year, if not less, assault weapons bans passed in places like Colorado and Illinois. Now, those are likely to be blocked by injunctions, and they're of course, will be challenged. They're likely to be blocked by injunction and probably overturned in the long run based on the Bruin decision.
Right.
He may also be referring to the gun control industry's new lawfare attacks on companies like Daniel Defense and others, who have had their firearms used in high-profile shootings. And of course, while the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act is still there, they're now trying out a different legal attack, claiming that these companies somehow, the advertising that they used was somehow irresponsible and prompted the shooters in these cases to buy their guns and use them irresponsibly.
That is the part that is the most hilarious, because I live, and you have some too. We both, Dan and I both, derive some of our income via advertising. So we actually have sort of an idea about how good advertising actually works, and if only advertising worked the way the gun grabber said it does. Huh?
Yeah. They seem to think that it emits some sort of a secret signal to youngsters and unstable individuals to buy their products and then use them to massacre large numbers of people. Advertising doesn't work that way, of course. Now, part of this is these people are emboldened by what happened to Remington after Sandy Hook, and the fact that the company was going down the tubes anyway, and then ultimately settled. And just to be clear, that has nothing to do with the current Remington, not the current Remington ammunition or Remington arms. They had nothing to do with that settlement. That was a settlement with what was left of the prior company. So don't want any of your listeners to hold it against the current people running those businesses. But anyway, they did. They gave up, and I think they settled for like $75 million or something like that. When if they had the means and the inclination to keep fighting that, they might likely would have won that in court. But who knows?
Well, when I look at all these things that they're doing, the difference with the Bruin thing versus the Heller thing was the Heller thing had a lot of gaping doors in it, didn't it, for them to work their way through.
Yes, and that's what upset people like Clarence Thomas for so long, because the lower courts basically thumbed their noses at the ruling for years and years and years until they got a case that they liked, namely the Bruin case, and were able to go a long way toward restoring the Second Amendment to a first-class civil right on par with others like free speech.
Well, I mean, and that's another thing. They're after all of it. I mean, the free speech thing, that's always going to be a thing. And the advertising part of it, though, that's the most, I mean, there's been a lawsuit that was decided based upon advertising, right? The Remington lawsuit was based upon advertising.
It was. That was they knew that they couldn't get around the PLCAA, so they came up with the novel argument that advertising created a public nuisance and was against the state's consumer protection laws.
And did they actually name the consumer protection law it was against?
I don't recall. I haven't looked at the details of that suit in a couple of years, so I don't want to pronounce on that. I don't know it. No, for sure.
That's interesting to watch him. When we get, we'll continue on with this. This is on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com. Thetruthaboutguns.com is just this just recurring resource that happens every day, all day long. Dan's ever off. The only time Dan is off work is when he's sleeping. And that's why you should go check them out, because if you really want the breaking news, that's where to find it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, at aeroprecisionusa.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. You guys have a quote at the front of the page with a beautiful picture of the president chewing on his ice cream cone in his waffle cone and stuff, which is hilarious. It's nearly as good as the Murphy picture.
That cone does look delicious. I got to have to do it. Incredible.
You found a mainstream writer who sort of gets it, and you quote him on this, and this is from Reason Magazine. Is his name J.D. Tusile? What?
I think it's Tusile. I think it's how he pronounces it. And he's a fairly regular writer on Second Amendment topics and certainly knows his stuff.
So the part he points out is how he could not enforce it, and because it is logistically impossible to get that kind of thing going. Is that basically the gist of what he has to say, or how deep does he dive into this?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he's reacting to the president's Thanksgiving bloviation on semi-automatic rifles and how he thinks that they have no use, no purpose, and they really ought to be banned. And who knows if Biden knew what he was saying when he said it. Maybe he was thinking of assault weapons, quote-unquote, you know, of ARs and AKs, and we'll just like to ban those. Maybe he doesn't know the difference between a semi-automatic and a fully automatic firearm. It's never easy to try to decipher what the president means when he says something like that. And, of course, the White House then had to walk back his statement the next week after the holiday, saying, "Oh no, we're not really working for a semi-automatic weapons ban. We want an assault weapons ban." But yeah, Mr. Tusile points out that something that we've said time and time again. First of all, never mind that there are well over 400 million guns in the U.S., the majority of them semi-automatic. But people just tend not to comply with these kinds of gun control laws when they happen. It says that gun owners have demonstrated their willingness to ignore restrictions as seen in a 5% compliance rate for New York's assault weapons registration law and the overwhelming defiance that met California's and New Jersey's ban on such guns. So, yeah, I mean, the people, as we pointed out, and as the authorities in those states never want to talk about because it's embarrassing and they don't want to be held accountable for it. No one complies with these laws when they're enacted. And he also points out that more recently, as it's become cheaper and cheaper and access has been easier, people are not printing their own guns. They're going to take them making their own firearms to hobble restrictive laws. You know, you can buy 80% lowers you can still do that. Or you can buy yourself a 3D printer and download a file and print your own gun. So as he concludes, even generously assuming that Biden knows what he's talking about, and that's of course always a big if.
Well, now listen. Now he's also gotten out there and itemized. He's gotten out there and said 9mm pistols.
Well, yeah, they do. According to the president, they blow your lungs right out of
your body.
Man. Shot with them.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
Come on, man. And
he said all that would happen is that if he somehow managed to pass a law like that, was to increase confrontation between enforcers and the public, and that's only assuming that these laws somehow pass constitutional muster under Bruin, which is another very big if, and just simply won't happen by any definition.
They just sort of.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They just sort of ignore that, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They love to ignore that. They love to ignore the fact that Heller and Bruin are the law of the land. And under Heller, commonly used firearms, and by any definition, semi-automatic firearms are the most commonly used in the U.S. Cannot be banned. So, good luck with that, Mr. President.
Indeed. Do you think it's, and you know, I think I made a reference to this earlier. I may, and if I have, I don't mean to be redundant, but I mean, they got, with Heller and McDonald, they got away with a lot of stuff for a very long time.
Yes.
All of absolutely. These, yeah. All of these little enclaves and everything else.
They absolutely did until Bruin reset the landscape completely and got rid of all the interest balancing type rulings that that the lower courts had been using in the 10 years or so since Heller. And again, just ignoring the black letter law that was there. So can't do that anymore, though. Not under Bruin. They made sure of that.
Do you think that they are slightly... I mean, it's got to be shocking to them how fast these things are being taken up now.
It probably is. And the great thing was gun rights orgs like Second Amendment Foundation, Firearms Policy, Gun Owners of America, and the NRA, they had been firing up the lawsuits, getting them ready in anticipation for the Bruin ruling. And I think maybe the gun rights orgs were surprised at how beneficial and how favorable the ruling was, and how much it makes their job much more likely to, or their makes their actions much more likely to succeed.
Right. I don't know. The gun grabber is a very mystifying person to me, because they're out there, and I'm going to ask you about this when we get back and everything, just because of before we move on to whatever it is we're going to talk about. This article, by the way, this quote, you can find it at the very front page. It's the biggest picture. It's got your president slurping on a waffle cone, and you can check out the quote, and the Mr. Tusile, he gets it right. And it's good that we see general practitioners of the journalistic art getting it right for a change, because most of the time they do not, do they? Well, I don't think they do anyway. Anyway, but yes, you can find this stuff at the truthaboutguns.com. Truthaboutguns.com. There was a time when this was the only place I could find that actually had some really good news for you to check out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers have until December 16th to pass a funding bill to keep the government running. New York Republican Congressman-elect Mike Lawler is promising to cut spending by focusing on the IRS agents hiring that was part of the Inflation Reduction Act.
One of the first things I know we're going to do is eliminate the 87,000 new IRS agents that the Biden administration hired in the Inflation Expansion Act, which is what it should have been called.
Over 1.8 million Georgians have voted so far in the Senate runoff race between GOP challenger Herschel Walker and incumbent Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. In Atlanta on Monday, Senator Warnock speaks about his working class background.
A lot of people give lip service to the dignity of work, but you can't say that you believe in the dignity of work and not support the dignity of workers.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
The Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. He is the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And once again, I mean, we've been noticing it here lately. We get told a lot of times that police are supernatural beings once they get the badge on. They're the only ones. They're the ones we should trust with guns and everything else. And you've got an interesting little story that I believe young Grace wrote, Grace Stevens. Tell me about this. They misplaced some ammo.
Yeah, somehow they did misplace some. There was a gentleman in Victoria, Australia, who got into a business dispute with his partner, a woman or something like that, and it devolved into threats of blackmail and all sorts of claims. And anyway, I'm not sure how or what the threshold is, but at some point, he was judged, the dispute was judged to be enough that they could relieve him of his firearms and ammunition. They were worried that, excuse me, he might use them in a crime or something like that. Anyway, once that whole imbroglio was resolved and everything was hunky-dory again, he got his guns and his ammo back. The only trouble is when it was all returned, he was 60,000 rounds of ammo short of what the police had taken from him. And it's funny that when you give public officials
control over your rights, sometimes it breeds corruption. You know, just like in May issue, we have places like Santa Clara County with Lori Smith, most recently, who used her ability to grant people their rights to carry a firearm and profited from them. Anyway, it can happen anywhere. It doesn't matter where. It can happen down under in Australia, too. This person, who is going by pseudonym Sam, because he doesn't want to be identified. I think he wants retaliation from the local cops. Anyway, when they took his ammo, all they gave him, he didn't get a detailed receipt. They just gave him a paper that said miscellaneous ammo or something like that. Anyway, he had two full safes full of ammo that they took out. Who knew that you could still collect that many guns and ammo in Australia, but apparently you can. Wonder of wonder, they lost some. And, you know, I'm guessing if you could find out where the boys in the Victoria Police Department shoot on weekends, you'd find some of his ammo. The police department did a full investigation, of course, and they slapped the police officer on the wrist for not giving the ammunition owner a detailed receipt at the time, because that was against their procedures. But they deny completely that anything went missing. They said that he got back everything that they took, and they found no evidence whatsoever that anything has gone walkies.
Gone walkabout.
Mm-hmm.
60,000 rounds.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of coordination, isn't it? I mean, a pallet,
ammo.
When you think about a pallet of ammo, when somebody says a pallet of 9mm, that's only stacked too high because of the weight.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know how many cases go on a layer, but it's only stacked two layers high when somebody ships a pallet of ammo. It's only like two high. I've never seen one actually stacked like a pallet. I can't imagine how strong that forklift would have to be to pick something up that heavy. And I used to move milk around. And the pallet jacks and everything we had then would not have moved ammo.
No, it's a lot heavier. Lead's a lot heavier than milk.
So, that took a little bit of doing. That's interesting.
It does, and if for some reason you ever find yourself with men with badges and guns and a warrant, preferably, taking your firearms or ammunition, make sure you get a detailed receipt for all of it and take as many photos of them as well, if at all possible.
Well, you know, here's the other thing. When they do take your stuff for evidence, do they have a right to deface it or mess it up in any way?
I wouldn't think so. I don't know what the rules are down in Australia, but I would think that I think it'd be required to return to the same condition.
Well, I mean, I've heard about them gouging the metal and scratching it with like a nail or something to label it.
Yeah, there are a lot of gun owners that would not take kindly to that.
Yeah, I mean that could take that's like writing with a Sharpie on a masterpiece painting in some cases. Yeah, we got this on this date and that date and that date. Yeah, I could see where that would be sort of upsetting. But so was the Victoria Police Department when they got out there? And it says here that they denied that any items were lost or misplaced.
Yeah, so that the organization maintained that all items seized were returned and denied that any items were lost or misplaced at all.
So, because they didn't give an itemized receipt, does this guy have any recourse at all?
It doesn't sound like it. Good luck. I don't know how he's going to prove that what he got back was not what they took.
Yeah, that's only in Australia. Only in Australia. Australia, New Zealand, they went full on tyrannical anyway. When did this happen?
This is fairly recent. I think it was the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, they're riding that wave of tyranny after COVID. COVID was a. Do you think COVID, when you look at this and this seizure and everything, do you think COVID was sort of a test run to see how much the citizens would take?
Well, I don't know if there was any sort of organized plan to that effect, but it is interesting how much direction from government people were willing to take and comply with.
Well, it was coming out at SHOT Show when we were at SHOT Show in 2020, the last one I went to. And I had heard about everything, but I probably caught it from some of the Chinese that were there because there was a lot of Chinese at SHOT Show. But, I mean, in the beginning, nobody really knew anything about it. They just knew that it was very contagious. And I guess that scared everybody if it's so contagious, E-I-E-I-O. But in the beginning, I don't think they knew too much about it. But I think as they began to realize how afraid people were of it, they said, some people might have said, well, let's see how far we can take this.
Well, it could be. And we've got people even now talking about, mask mandates again. I think the L.A. County Health Department is starting to make rumblings about that, given the current rates of flu and COVID. So it hasn't gone away, has it?
In China, they're getting up there and putting them in buildings and then welding the buildings closed.
Yeah, that's what's prompted an awful lot of protests and unrest.
Indeed.
And so long you can do that to people, and they've been doing it for 3 years.
Yeah. TheTruthAboutGuns.com, this is where all of this stuff originates. This is where all the articles come from and all these other things, you know. And Dan has to peruse each and every one of them prior to them hitting the website, but you can rest assured you're getting the latest in the gun culture on a daily basis, hour by hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars.
Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
From the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I have an admission to make. I'd probably be a lawbreaker if I still had somebody that I loved in a school and something happened and the cops weren't going in. And to this end.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about that? Talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. You guys have a very good article out there. This is one of these things. I know a guy that professes to be a gun guy, that professes to be in the Second Amendment movement and all this other stuff, and he had a kid at Marjory Stoneman Douglas when it was happening. Mm. And I'm almost certain that within, at least on his person, if not in his car, he probably had a few things that could have been brought to bear against young Mr. Cruz, which young Mr. Cruz deserved to be blown clean out of his socks while he was in the middle of that. I'm still not the one to say he doesn't deserve that, but that's, you know, that's beside the point. He's in court. He's been found guilty. EIEIO. You've got an interesting article I haven't read into it. How to become proactive about safety and security at your kids' or grandkids' schools. How? So what did Mr. Bach find out?
Well, he's got a couple of kids that are in school in Central Illinois. And as many people have, they've become more concerned about school security after disasters like Uvalde, where the people who were in charge of things obviously had no idea what they were doing or no willingness to do what they were trained to do. So he called up or emailed his principal of the school, who put him in contact with the district's director of safety and security, which I don't think John even knew that the district had one. So John met the guy, who's very forthcoming, very willing to talk, and I don't know if your listeners know, but John also runs an operation called Gun Save Life, which has branches all the way throughout Central Illinois, that puts on programs for its members, talking to law enforcement, talking to security people, talking to tactical trainers. It's a great organization, and they're big supporters of the Second Amendment. You know, they're involved in courts and challenging a lot of Illinois' illegal
gun control laws, that kind of. Anyway, he invited this director of safety and security to talk to Guns of Life, and he did that. This guy's, he said, was very impressive. He's a former cop himself. He's a former school resource officer, so he's got a background in dealing with schools. He talked about what parents should look for in their safety of their schools. He said the biggest thing schools need to make sure of is that their doors are locked and not accessible during the day. And remember in Uvalde, there was a door that a teacher had opened, and when she saw the shooter coming, she closed it, but it didn't lock. So, you know, denying them access is a huge part of keeping kids safe, obviously. He also suggests that parents keep an eye out during morning drop-off and afternoon pickup, and watch how the school conducts itself. You know, is the propping doors open? Is it using its security people to keep an eye on things and ensure that that's, of course, those are two of the most vulnerable times. And it's kind of everybody's nightmare that some idiot might actually attack during that period of time when kids are out and around. Hopefully nothing like that will happen. Fortunately, I haven't seen anything like that. It's a detailed article suggesting that, you know, you talk to your principal. If you don't get answers that you find satisfactory, go up to the school superintendent. You can then talk to your school board. Every school board meets regularly. They all have public comment periods. And, you know, be nice, be professional, and raise specific, concerns that you might have, based on what you might have seen at your child's school that you think might present a problem or might warrant attention.
Well, I don't know.
So I would suggest that your readers read through this article in detail.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Pretty good. My biggest problem with schools is that the schools that rely on resource officers, like here where I live, they rely on resource officers. The resource officers, while they are experienced police officers, they are very experienced. They are in the twilight of their career. This is their last posting. And normally, at most, there's going to be two on a campus the size of a sport complex.
And that can be the case.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's where the problem comes, because we got two guys who are, they're not new to the job or anything, but, you know, there's this thing about mobility and time. Time is, when a rampage killing happens in an enclosed area, time is the enemy. How much time do these guys have to operate in a enclosed area?
And as you say, if there's, you know, one or two on a large campus, it might take them a long time to get from wherever they happen to be to wherever the problem is.
I don't understand, and I John's in Illinois, so I'm sure those talks went well, but I don't understand why they don't have more armed teachers, given the records we have on them. We have evidence that, well, we have a lack of incidents where we have armed teachers, and well, I would say that's success, but anyway, maybe John should check into that and point this out to Mr. Hirsch.
Yeah, I don't know what the law is in Illinois. I don't know if it's even legal for districts to decide that armed teachers and administrators are right for them. There are states that prohibit that. It wouldn't surprise me if Illinois is one of them, but I don't know that. Here in Texas, of course, we have a law that allows any district to train and arm teachers, but that, of course, you know, it's not mandated. It's certainly up to each individual district to decide what's right for them. Some districts, I'm sure, have school resource officers. Some of them
definitely train and arm their teachers, their administrators, and other staff.
Okay. Well, I mean, this is going to be an ongoing thing because I suspect that as time goes on, I mean, I see a bunch. One of the common denominators I see, and I don't know if you've looked at this, but is that some of these young rampage shooters were locked down for 2 years and they got to gestate in this state of whatever it was that they have become.
And I'm sure didn't do any of them any good.
Yeah. I would expect we're going to see more of these types of events occur for various reasons, like we are seeing now. Like we're seeing, I bet you they'll find something out about the guy that shot up the Walmart break room. I mean, I'm sure they will. But before we're about to run out of time, so I don't want to not point out that the truthaboutguns.com is where this article is at. You can find it. It's on the front page. By John Bach. Title of it is "How to Become Proactive About Safety and Security at Your Kids or Grandkids' Schools," which that's a thing. That is a thing, and it's like all the other articles. First of all, it'll stay archived forever and ever and ever as long as there's a truthaboutguns.com. So this will remain poignant because it's sort of timeless because things are not going to change in these United States overnight, and this is the service, if you will, about the truthaboutguns.com. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, sir. I always appreciate it.
Yes, sir. We have hour number three inbound. I guess that'll just be me ranting. As I am wont to do, check out Dan's work at thetruthaboutguns.com. Yeah. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.